Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Today, one of those historic days that is more than just a date on a calendar. For people of different generations, that would be December 7th, 1941, November 22nd, 1963, and September 11th, 2001. Dates in history where everyone knew precisely where they were.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
Another one else just hit. A very large plane just flew directly over my building, and there's been another collision.
Went straight into one of the Twin Towers. It just disintegrated instantly. It was the most awful thing I've ever seen.
It straightened itself out and dove to the other side and crashed right in. An explosion was so terrific, it looked like it had dynamite in it.
There were people falling out of the sky. We were trying to get people away when the second collapse occurred, and I dove under a truck, so I don't know how I'm here.
You spent the year in combat.
Never saw anything like this.
After the first hell collapse, we were back in there trying to bring people out. We knew the second one was about to come down, but we were lifting one person, and when it came down, we all just ran for our lives.
You wouldn't think the World Trade Center is going to come down.
It's like a bad movie to see the dust ball coming out of the Trade Center area, the whip across the island. It's like people just running from it.
Can't describe it. It was just bad.
Down every street, every avenue, just a billowing cloud of smoke and people running frantic. And at that point, I turned and ran and didn't know where I was going, didn't know what to do.
I called my wife on my cell phone, told her there was an explosion. I was on the 44th floor trying to get out. It took about 20 minutes to a half hour to get out. The stairway was crowded, smoky, and the lower floors, the 10, 15 floors, was water. So we were walking through water as firemen were walking up. And they were bringing people down next to us that were burned, most of their body. They're actually walking down, the people totally burned.
But it was just amazing seeing that second plane come. It looked like, first it looked like the plane was going to go right by the building, and then it just, boom, right into the building. It was just like an amazing thing. A burst of flame came out the other side of the building. It was just amazing.
When the second plane hit, I actually saw the explosion. It was about 50 yards away from me. And I saw a big mushroom cloud of fire just right up in the air. And then once that happened, everyone started evacuating because they realized it was a terrorist act.
We just saw people jumping out of the building, like
the World Trade Center.
Yes, the World Trade Center. We'd just be like, there's another one. And they would come down, another one.
Must have seen at least 8 people come down, which they look like paper dolls from being so high up coming down.
We saw the building collapse, and that's when we said, let's get out of here. We evacuated right away. As we were sitting there waiting, we saw the second structure collapse. And the chaos, people were just running, screaming, people were covered in dust.
All we saw was ambulances coming towards the World Trade Center, lines and lines of them with sirens going on, just coming one after the other.
I think the aftermath is going to be in anybody's comprehension. It can't be. I mean, this is horrible. People, life will not be the same.
Yeah, that was absolutely for certain. And everyone knows exactly where they were on the 11th day of September in 2001. I remember vividly, I was doing morning radio in Memphis, Tennessee, and my airborne traffic spotter called me on the two-way and said, hey, a plane just flew into the World Trade Center in New York. And I said, well, it must have been a private because commercial airliners are not allowed to fly over Manhattan. And he said, yeah, I guess so. And then, of course, just minutes later, I called back and said, hey, another plane just hit the other World Trade Center building. We are at war. And I said, yeah, apparently so. And I remember driving home, maybe 1 o'clock in the afternoon or so, out to the suburbs of Memphis. And it was so spooky because Memphis has a very big airport. It's a hub for Northwest and others. And the sky was just clear of aircraft. No planes in the sky because they were all told to land. And as I drove past the airport, they had aircraft parked everywhere. And, of course, Memphis is the big hub for FedEx as well. It was truly an incredible sight. And I know you remember where you were on that day as well. And there's another tragic loss from 9/11, because I'm sure you remember the American flags flying everywhere and the unity that the American people had at that time, and it was short-lived. And now, of course, with the socialist progressive commies in the Democrat Party trying to drive a wedge between every segment of the American population, it's even worse, which is another tragedy in the wake of 9/11. Speaking of the media, who are complicit as well in that divisiveness, did you hear what the New York Times tweeted today? The New York Times causing an uproar today with a now-deleted tweet and now-updated story that originally said airplanes were responsible for the tragic events of September 11, 2001. Quote, this is a tweet from the New York Times. 18 years have passed since airplanes took aim and brought down the World Trade Center. The Times verified Twitter account wrote in a message accompanying a story about 9/11 victims being remembered at Ground Zero. The Times following up later tweeting, we've deleted an earlier tweet to this story and have edited for clarity. Clarity? How about editing for honesty? How about editing for truth? The story has also been updated. The updated tweet to promote the story said, 18 years after nearly 3,000 people were lost, families of those killed in the terror attacks will gather at the 9/11 memorial. Again, is there any mention of who is responsible for the 9/11 attacks, either in the initial tweet or in their updated tweet, updated for clarity? How about the clarity of adding that it was Muslim terrorists, that it was jihadis who were responsible for 9/11? The story by James Barron was also changed to note that terrorists commandeered the airplanes that brought down the World Trade Center. And I'm sure that was a number of paragraphs down in the story. The Times did not immediately respond to a request for comment from Fox News. The New York Times says airplanes caused 9/11. Wrong. It was Muslim terrorists who waged jihad on American soil and killed thousands of our fellow countrymen in the name of their religion, said Fox News' Todd Starnes. Mike Huckabee noted that the paper doesn't seem to have much grasp on recent history. They do on politically correct history, not on telling the full truth. Twin Towers not brought down because airplanes took aim at them, but because radical Islamists hijacked planes and took aim at them, Huckabee added. Many users comparing the rhetoric in the Times tweet to an infamous remark made by Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat Somalia by way of Minnesota, earlier this year when she said, some people did something, when describing the 9/11 attacks. Plenty of harsh reaction on Twitter condemning the gray lady of journalism, with messages ranging from sarcasm to outrage. I'll share those with you when we come right back. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation here on the Bobby Mack Show on Wednesday. Grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. If you want to send me a text message, use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. That is, if airplanes don't destroy our phone lines and text line. Be right back.
Yeah.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along here on Wednesday as we remember 9/11/2001, 20 minutes after 3 o'clock now. Almost as unconscionable as what CNN did the other day in their effort to paint President Trump as a geographic doofus with a business with Hurricane Dorian presenting a threat to Alabama, where they put up a map that showed the state of Georgia, and then next to it, the state of Alabama. They actually changed the name of the state of Alabama and labeled it Mississippi. That's pretty bad. Not as bad as the New York Times today, though. Here are some of the tweets in response to what the Times put out this morning. Dan Gaynor tweeting, ha-ha, anti-American at New York Times deleted their tweet blaming the airplanes for 9/11. Stephen Miller tweeting, man, those towers really must have done something to upset those airplanes. Comfortably Smug tweeted, some planes did something. A play on Ilhan Omar's comment, some people did something. Jim Hansen tweeting, the New York Times shows again they do propaganda, not news. Their tweet, now deleted after being ridiculed, said airplanes took aim on 9/11. No, jihadists took aim and killed thousands of Americans. Shame. Yeah. If you missed the tweet, if you're just joining me, the New York Times tweeted this morning, 18 years have passed since airplanes took aim and brought down the World Trade Center. Peter Lloyd responding, the New York Times is so woke, they say airplanes targeted the World Trade Center as opposed to Muslim extremists. Appalling, especially on the 18th anniversary of 9/11. I beg your pardon, Ian Miles Chung tweeted, the New York Times deleted its poorly worded tweet. Boy, is that generous. And article, which has been updated about 9/11, those planes did not fly themselves. Larry O'Connor, probably closer to the truth, when he tweeted, this newspaper is garbage. You know, we used to wrap fish in newspapers. This newspaper is not even suitable for that. It's not up to that level. Matt tweeted, who can forget President Bush's famous response, the airplanes who knocked down these buildings will hear all of us soon. Ted Frank tweeting, fortunately, journalists rallied to make sure sentient airplanes would be less likely ever kissed as guns commit murders. You know, Bobby, it's almost like the New York Slimes wants us to forget who was responsible for 9/11. The motto is never forget. Bobby Mack, the guy at the 9/11 ceremony who called out Ilhan Omar, is Nicholas Haros Jr. How much you want to bet the lamestream media has been digging into his past, trying to learn anything they can to smear him? The guy is my new hero. His remarks were extremely well-written and delivered. They were pointed but measured, strong, but not over the top. From Alan R. in Spartanburg. Thanks, Alan. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side on 9/11 Remembrance Day here on WORD. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:36 now, 24 before 4, as we remember what happened 18 years ago on 9/11. In on my text line, 71307. Bobby, I too remember how quiet the sky was after all the aircraft had been grounded. America's skies hadn't been that silent since before the Wright brothers flew at Kitty Hawk. True enough. Bobby, idiots that believe planes kill people also believe guns kill people. Pretty sick. Bobby, airplanes must be registered, banned, and confiscated. Well, AOC, with her Green New Deal, says, you know, we can't have fossil fuel-powered aircraft flying around the skies. Unless, of course, she's riding in them, along with other her elitist brethren. Bobby, since 9/11, then George W. Bush, what did we do to Islam? Muslims have been catered to and promoted by both parties. Enough is enough. Bobby, and don't forget the NFL players kneeling during our national anthem and disrespecting our flag. To hell with them. Gotcha. Anything else in on the text line that I have missed? Yeah, I think I have a few back here at the top. Bobby, we should also remember Benghazi victims as well today. Yeah, the date is off, but the thought is the same. Bobby, I work in Gray Court, and Rich Products Incorporated down the road has an American flag that's got to be 25 feet by 25 feet, and it's at half-mast today, or half-staff, which is very respectful. God bless the USA. Amen to that. Bobby, a couple of decades ago, Rush Limbaugh was calling out the left for their hate of gas-guzzling SUVs and how the media was citing all the accidents and harm SUVs were doing as if they, like guns and now airplanes, were acting on their own. The left, despite their many faults, is consistent in their delusions. From Al in Simpsonville. Bobby, continuing the outrage would be the absolute gall of the comments from the self-absorbed, lying, and clueless Michigan Congresswoman Rashada bemoaning the effect of a Muslim terror attack on her Muslim community, then remembers to include the rest of the country. OMG! I want to formally announce the contempt that I have for this woman, that she would say anything to try and make Americans feel bad about themselves on this day of all days. Just shut the hell up already. Enough. From Jan in Greer. Bobby, don't forget, pencils are responsible for misspelled words. Absolutely right. And forks and spoons are responsible for making Michael Moore fat. Bobby, New York Times blaming airplanes perfectly logically parallel with gun controls. Bobby, the pencil selected the wrong answers on my SAT test. It wasn't my fault. Red flags on number two pencils from Joey and Roebuck. Yeah, planes targeted the buildings like spoons made Rosie O'Donnell fat. Bobby, Facebook has never had a patriotic theme in their picture backgrounds. It's an American-owned company, yes? While we remember the victims of the attack on September 11th, 01, let's not forget the victims that were sacrificed September 11th, 2012 in Benghazi. Thank you from Al in Greenville. Thanks, Al. Bobby reminds me it's people that kill and not the gun. Yeah, another one. Bobby, remember years ago they were blaming the SUVs for all the deaths? Bobby, Congress should pass a law banning those killer airplanes. And I guess now AOC has another argument for her Green New Deal. Stop those evil planes. Bobby, New York Times new motto, news dies in our times. Got that right. Bobby, we need more airplane control. Bobby, apparently the New York Times has no concept of manned flight. Apparently not. I got a text message earlier talking about this gentleman, Nicholas Harris Jr. He's a guy from New Jersey. He lost his mother, Frances, in the 9/11 terror attacks, and today he ripped Ilhan Omar at the 9/11 ceremonies. You remember Omar said some people did something. Here's some of the audio from the 9/11 family member, his mom, a victim of the 9/11 attack. Here's some of what he had to say today.
Timothy Paul Gilbert.
Paul Stewart Gilby.
Paul John Gill.
Mark Y. Giles.
Evan Hunter Gillette.
Robert Lawrence Gilligan.
Rodney C. Gillis.
Laura Gilley.
John F. Ginley.
Donna Marie Giordano.
Jeffrey John Giordano.
John Giordano.
Stephen A. Giorgetti.
Martin Giovinazzo.
Kum Kum Girolamo.
Salvatore Gito.
Cynthia Juke Gliano.
Manjan Labaj.
Diane Gladstone.
Keith Alexander Glasgow.
Thomas Irwin Glasser.
They are, of course, reading Edmund names Glasser. Of the victims.
Harry Glean.
Barry H. Glick.
Jeremy Logan Glick.
Stephen Glick.
John T. Nazzo.
William Robert Godshalk.
Michael Galliermella.
Brian F. Goldberg.
Jeffrey G. Goldflam.
Michelle Goldstein.
Monica Goldstein.
Stephen Ian Goldstein.
Ronald F. Galinsky.
Andrew H. H. Golkin.
Dennis James Gomes.
Enrique Antonio Gomez.
Jose Bienvenido Gomez.
Manuel Gomez Jr.
And my sister Patrice Paz, whose leadership ensured the safety of many, but was lost when she went to find a missing coworker. You will always be my hero.
And my mother, Frances Harrows. Good morning, brothers and sisters in good faith. Listen, some people did something. I am here today to honor my 76-year-old mother, Frances, on the solemn 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Mom, we all miss you and love you very much. This day I also remember over 200 personal friends and coworkers that I knew that died. I remember Virginia Fox, Warren Grifka, and Lou Avesano. And I remember your sons and your daughters, your parents and siblings, and all first responders. I remember all, I remember them all, and pray with you for them today. Some people did something, said a freshman congresswoman from Minnesota, to support and justify the creation of CARE. Today I am here to respond to you exactly who did what to whom. Madam, objectively speaking, we know who and what was done. There is no uncertainty about that. Why your confusion? On that day, 19 Islamic terrorist members of Al-Qaeda killed over 3,000 people and caused billions of dollars of economic damage. Is that clear? But as to whom? I was attacked. Your relatives and friends were attacked. Our constitutional freedoms were attacked. And our nation's founding on Judeo-Christian principles were attacked. That's what some people did. Got that now? We are here today, Congresswoman, to tell you and the squad just who did what to whom. Show respect in honoring them, please. American patriotism and your position demand it. For God and country, amen.
Nicely done. Nicely done. That is Mr. Nicholas Harrows Jr. from New Jersey, who lost his mom, Frances, in the 9/11 terror attacks. Yeah, some people did something all right, and we know exactly who and what. 3:46 now, 14 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. computer in snooze mode there momentarily. Moneypenny slapping it about the face, bringing it back to life. 3:51, it's 9 before 4 o'clock here on the Bobby Mack Show, the 9/11 anniversary. There's something positive out of this, because today, of course, we're remembering all the people lost on 9/11, not only in the Twin Towers, but also at Benghazi, but especially New York City. Remembering the first responders, those who ran into those buildings, knowing full well they may never come out again. Their legacy is still with us in more ways than one. The new class of New York City firefighters is set to graduate later this month. 13 of them are children of firefighters who lost their lives as a result of 9/11. They are called legacy graduates. It is the most any one class has ever had. In addition to those 13, there are at least three more legacy grads who are children of other first responders who died, including the son of a NYPD officer. The group of graduates also includes two sets of siblings. One set is a brother and sister, and two brothers who are already firefighters. The New York Post did a big profile on the whole group, and you can see it on their website, New York Post, NY Post. And there are photos there of them with their dads, and it's pretty moving. By the way, New York passed a law that all public schools have to have a moment of silence on the anniversary of 9/11 each year. I'm surprised de Blasio didn't veto that. Apparently, though, with a guy like de Blasio running the city, it is controversial. A poll found about half of people are in favor of it and half aren't, which tells you something, I guess, about the constituency in New York. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307, Bobby, that was the most epic and eloquent verbal beat in history. Just epic. Yeah. Bobby, it's so heartbreaking, almost even more so, to hear the same last names being repeated in alphabetical order as the names of the deceased are being read. Heartbreaking, much like a world war, killed in action list, multiple immediate family members lost in an instant in the case of 9/11. God bless us. Bobby, I thought Mr. Harris showed remarkable restraint while ripping that traitor Ilhan Omar a new one. Bobby, let all these green people lead by example. Take away all their means of transportation, their private aircraft, their air conditioning, their heat, their private armed security guards, and everything else. And then someone might listen to what they have to say. Yeah, but see, that's not the idea. It's fine for me, but not for thee. Bobby, I spent 3 decades in the military, and look who you all put in Congress and the White House while I wasn't watching. Bobby, liberals must have watched that flick, that movie, Maximum Overdrive, and thought it was real. Yeah, based on a Stephen King story where the machines take over. Don't forget, Bob, SUVs jump out and kill people, too. That's right. Another texter says, no red flag laws. Sign the petition. Texter says, silly. Guns are too accessible, just like planes. Right. Just in. Bobby, we have to call the squad out for what they are. Traitors. Yeah. They take an oath, do they not? To follow the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That would include other Muslims. Bobby Mack, on this day, 1683, King Sobieski of Poland defeated the Islamic Turks at Vienna. And to this day, Poland will not let Islam back into their nation. We should have followed their lead. Bobby, I had to hold back the tears finally, someone with a platform besides our great president that called her out and talked about who did this. Love the show. Preacher Griffin in Chesney. Thank you, Preacher. Bobby, I don't even hate the people who tried to kill me in Iraq, but I'll always hate Representative Ilhan Omar for the smirk on her face when she said that someone did something. Bull. Thank you. Appreciate that. This is a day for remembering what happened on 9/11, and there is much more that is still covered up by the swamp. There was a big piece the other day. Part of it was in the New York Post, and part was at pajamasmedia.com with the headline, "Did Robert Mueller help Saudi Arabia cover up its role in the 9/11 attacks?" That is coming up in hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show as we go to the news at the top of the hour with the great Lee Greenwood.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.